for these very insightful presentations and overviews, and especially these different aspects and different points of view are extremely important. And what I'd like to, or what I already heard from you, and what I think is also important to stress even more, is the social aspect, as mentioned by Mr. Kovatariu, and also what you, Mr. Büttner, at the beginning said, that we have these people who are involved to achieve this systemic efficiency, and that it is important to address their needs so that they want to achieve this efficiency, and that we want to make sure that they are motivated and want to make a difference instead of feeling that they have to. And I'm also a member of the Task Force on Digitalization, and I would like to also refer to a paper that we published last year, which focused on even more of these psychological aspects that need to be taken into account to make this transition to this increased systemic efficiency possible, which also addresses, for example, the cost of change, so that it's important to make this change as easy as possible, so that people are more likely to change, or that possible fear of failure when they start changing is addressed, so that they feel more confident to make these changes, and that they have empowering beliefs, so that they actually believe that they can make a difference, because when they believe I can't make a difference, they won't get started. And that when they start changing, they have positively formulated goals. So instead of, I don't want to achieve this number, I do want to achieve something, because where we put our energy, that's where we are heading. And finally, that of course we keep this consistency over time, because energy efficiency for a day or an hour is excellent, but of course to make a real difference, we need to continue this over time. And that's also where digitalization can come in again to support us to make this journey and achieving these systemic efficiency goals easier.